Amat jam. Ada sen.
Berapa sen? 50 sen lah. Selamat datang, selamat datang ke Bab 50
Sen. Selamat datang saudara.
Selamat datang saudara.
Saudara.
Sau kan anchor.
Sau anchor. Ya, saudara, S-A-U-D-A-R-A, saudara kan?
Saudara.
Jadi je
saudara. Saur.
Dia kalau kau separate kan, dia sau dan dara dah jadi lain.
Syul, kau je boleh fikir macam ini. Selamat datang, kami harap...
Actually, apa yang kau harapkan?
Aku nak terima kasih. Aku terima kasih kerana orang masih datang nak dengar kita yang podcast ni. Podcast orang tua.
Kurang apa kau nak dengar kita? Eh?
The only podcast Melayu orang tua di Singapura.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we the only ones?
Aku claiming now.
Yeah. Kalau gitu, kita claim kita the best orang tua.
Kita the podcast. Best orang tua punya podcast. Ha, tak kisah. Ha, claim aja lah kan. Siapa nak bantah? Okay, siapa nak tak agree nak bantah, bantah lah.
Ha. Lantak engkau lah.
Lantak engkau lah. Dulu Zaki membuat juga. Kejap.
Siapa buat apa?
Zaki dengan Amit tak silap.
Ha.
Dia orang buat podcast kat sekejap.
Oh, iya ke?
For a few episode lepas tu, dia orang tutup.
Alamak.
Ha, pasal Zaki telefon aku. Telefon aku tanya nak minta sponsor juga. Eh, kau siap lah minta, punya minta sponsor eh. Kau ni tu macam mana?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Lama, like 4 years ago. Sekejap lah. Ya.
Right.
So that's what aku cakap. So, selagi aku tahu kan, kita probably the only podcast yang orang dah lebih 50 tahun, orang tua lah.
Ya. Kita dah ada 100 episode belum?
Dah aku rasa.
Dah eh?
Ya.
So, kita dah lebih daripada 100 episode dah.
This
could be 101
mana
episode.
Mana dah 10 ribu.
Oh, dah 10 ribu.
Kebabai. Tapi betul lah. Cuma kita masalahnya apa tau? Tak ramai orang tua yang dengar podcast. Dia masih dengar radio.
Betul, betul. Tapi yang kita punya pendengar-pendengar podcast kita kan,
muda.
Yang orang muda-muda kan. Dia pun nak tahu kita apa pemikiran kita.
Betul.
Actually, pasal diorang pun satu akan tua juga.
Betul. Terima kasih ya. Apa ni, Isa lah. Aku just quote a few names lah, katanya listeners kan. Apa, Faizal lah. Sandi, bila diorang dapat tahu dan kita ada bab 50 sen kan, orang tua yang berbual kan. So diorang cuba dengar lah.
And how old are they?
They are like in the 40s, late 30s, okay. Mid 40s, 40s around there lah. So tak jauh sangat lah. Maybe
korang
like,
jangan risau. Nanti bila kau sampai bab 50 sen kan, kau takkan jadi pangai macam gini je lah.
Betul lah. So reflection banyak juga.
The path is different. You have a different path, we have a different path.
Just make sure that korang dapat O selalu.
Yes. Dan jangan lupa, jangan lupa selalu dengar Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Ni semua jangan lupa eh.
Van Halen.
Van Halen, Scorpion. Kan. Eh, tu hari man, aku nampak Klaus Main.
Klaus Main?
On TikTok.
Eh, berapa umur?
Dah tua, Syal.
Yelah, memang dia tua. Berapa umur dah? 80 lebih dia?
Aku rasa lah. Tapi
takkan dia 30 years older daripada
looks
kita?
Really old, looks different. Tapi bila dia tarik, dia nyanyi datang, masa dia nyanyi lagu Still Loving You.
Serius lah?
Oh, lama.
Dia masih pakai suara dalam ketat lagi?
Aku tak tahulah. Dia tak tunjuk sampai kat bawah.
Tapi sorry, perut, dia boleh tarik, dia boleh kepit.
Perut sudah naik.
Biasalah. Kita kan orang tua kan?
Yeah.
Dia dah lepas 50 ni, perut ni dia memang kurang hajar sikit.
Betul. Aku tahan-tahan nafas je keluar. Tahan-tahan je ke depan. Tiap-tiap tahun pergi test luar, kena tambah seluar saiz.
Kita reservis pun dah lama dah habis.
Habis.
Reservis. 40 years old and all that.
Tak ada lagi dah. Aku langsung tak kena.
Aku pun tak kena.
Kau rasa tak kena?
Aku pasal the downgrade.
Oh, kau downgrade. Sama lah.
Aku kan kaki memang masalah je kan. Kira kan kita orang-orang yang tak guna untuk SAF.
Betul.
Taruh nama je kan. Pasal kalau diorang nak eject kita awal-awal,
tak
nanti
boleh.
Kawan-kawan kita jealous.
Nanti jadi kes. Tak boleh.
Tak apalah, aku terima seadanya.
Kita reda.
Reda.
Kau tak nak aku lagi bahagia.
Berserah lah.
Berserah. Anak aku sahaja. Baru kena activate.
Serius? Anak kau dah...
Baru Arudi.
Arudi ke?
ORD sekarang.
Oh.
Sekarang dia
so
baru
ORD.
Mobilization.
Mobilization.
Macam
baru ni
Baru. Just last weekend.
Yalah. Kan sekarang ni tengah panas.
Tengah panas.
Keadaan dunia ni kan.
Dia fireman.
Yalah, mesti activate juga. Takut kalau orang-orang bakar-bakar rumah kan.
Yeah.
Orang tak puas hati kan. Bakar-bakar bendera kan. Jadi fireman kena standby.
Yeah.
Itulah dia. Kalau tengah panas-panas ni, kau pernah terfikir tak, kalau negara kita ni, tiba-tibalah kena tarik masuk dalam the complication of war.
Conflicts.
Konflik lah. Conflicts. Bukan conflicts.
Bukan conflicts.
Conflict.
Tapi Fruit Loops lebih sedap daripada conflicts.
Iya ke?
I just want to put it out there lah.
Okay lah. Tapi diorang cakap conflict-conflicts banyak sangat tak bagus.
Yeah.
Jepun ada pun yang ban a few of the cereals. They claim that it can cause cancer whatever lah.
What?
So certain brands diorang dah ban, Syul.
Fruit Loops tak kan? Aku conflicts je kan?
Aku tak pernah makan Fruit Loops. Aku tak
kau tak pernah makan Fruit Loops eh?
It's not just conflicts. Conflicts is in a general term lah. Yeah. Kan cereals and those processed.
So that is, betul lah dia kata, these are cereal killers.
No, it's killer cereals.
Killer cereals.
The cereal killers lah. Ini.
Cereal killers. Oh, killer cereals. Ah, yalah, yalah.
There must be killer cereals.
Yeah, yeah. So soalan kau.
So sekarang ni macam episode sekarang ni aku macam philosophical sikit. That's why aku nak ajak kau.
Kau tak makan ubat daripada diri?
Tak ada. Aku nyumbat ni lah.
Pasal kau tak minum jus berkah ke pagi tadi?
Minum. Eh tak. Aku tak minum jus berkah pagi
kan?
Tadi.
Kan? Sebab.
Bagus lah. Pasal dunia ni tengah panas sangat lah. Jadi aku terfikir macam mendalam sikit lah. Bukan nak cakap pasal, aku tak nak cerita pasal apa yang terjadi tempat negara orang and all that. Let's talk about kita punya hal lah.
Okay.
Sekali negara kita
jangan jaga suara dalam orang.
Jangan jaga suara dalam orang. Suara dalam orang tu ada 10 lubang belinya pasal.
Okay,
kita make sure 3 cukup.
Yes.
4 pun kau tak suka kan?
4, aku tak suka 4.
Takut burung tu pack tempat something else.
Nanti dia peep pula. Peeping tom.
Takut kena tercepit zip. So, anyway.
Kau pernah tercepit zip? Kau pernah?
Dulu belum ada kecil lah.
Kau pernah?
Pernah.
Kecil dulu no, abad sih.
Oh, Syul. Tak tahu betul.
Aku tak pernah.
Belum sunat lah, belum sunat. Dulu lah masa kecil lagi.
Dulu lah. Sekarang?
Sekarang. Sekarang pakai soalan tiga lubang.
Itu sebab kau pakai tiga lubang. Kawan.
Aduh. Siang kau.
Berbalik kepada soalan kau.
Kalau kita semua able-bodied men, tak kisah berapa umur, tak kisah kau dah lepas, macam kita dah lepas RUD, 40 tahun dah habis. Negara kita sekarang terpaksa pertahankan diri, ada war. Dan kita terpaksa kena pergi perang.
Okay.
Dulu kau pernah rifleman kan? Dulu kau pernah shoot M16 kan? Pak, balik.
Yep.
Walaupun umur kita dengan 50 lebih ni.
Okay. M16 masih okey kalau sekarang lah. Kalau suka rasa aku pikul GPMB tu, aku cakap kiri salam sudah.
Sekarang dia tak pakai M16 lagi apa?
Sekarang dia pakai SAR-21.
SAR-21 kan?
I don't know, ada still using GPMB lah. Itu benda berat.
I think definitely ada. Either new version of machine gun.
Senapang dia aja belum, dengan bullet lagi berat.
Yalah. Berat-berat tu kita kasih budak-budak muda angkat. So apa kau akan rasa kalau kita semua kena deploy beliau? Balik. Kalau tidak, kita akan pergi pak rumah kau, masukkan dalam jail. Kira kan the country declared court martial punya law ni. And bila court martial law, kena pull back, kau tak anu, kau boleh kena tembak apa.
Kan? Betul.
So kita pergi perang. So mungkinlah atas sebab-sebab yang why we have to go to war is really macam kita kena defend ourselves. Nak tak nak pun kitanya spirit, kita punya nasionalisme punya apa rasa pun diperjuangkan.
Kena kental lah.
Apa bayangan kau?
Go je lah. I mean, first, what am I defending? I'm fighting for what? Untuk keselamatan keluarga aku. Anak bini aku. Mak dengan bapa aku. Semua kat sini apa. So, bila aku lawan, aku berperang untuk mereka. Right? Kenapa? Sebab orang daripada luar nak attack. Right? So, that's the gist of it lah.
That's the general punya inilah.
Kita jangan cakap berapa lama Singapura boleh bertahan lah ni semua.
No. Aku nak just micro down to bila kita on the war front.
Kita punya semangat, why are we doing it, right?
Apa rasa kita? Bukan cakap semangat aja tau. Yeah. Okay.
First kan, kurang juga cakap. About the adrenaline. Serotonin and all this start to come in kan.
Kepala hutang kah lah, bawa kepala orang pening, serotonin ke apa.
Saratoga tau.
Saratoga. Saratoga. Eh, apa Saratoga?
Saya tukar alkohol lah.
Padahal familiar. Dah lupa.
Anyway. 30 tahun bila dulu. Bila itu apa, dia punya testosteron ni semua dah naik kan.
Testosteron eh. Mana ada perang testosteron naik.
Habis? Apa dia panggil?
Kau nak kau makan extend?
Tak. Aku makan yang India punya.
Legit dia.
Aku pun tak tahu nama dia. Danger tu benda. Betul lah rabat situ.
Happening, serius?
Happening lah habis.
Serius
lah. Tak ada orang macam mana?
Idam, kau dengar ni. Jadi lah Idam.
Jadi sih.
After berapa? Satu bulan?
But I don't need it, sih.
Habis lagi fras eh.
Fras, lagi fras. Betul. Lagi bingit. Buat aku punya few sendek je. Dam, kau punya pasal lah ni.
Kawin lagi satu lah.
Dah, lain kali kau buat patri dam. Patri rendah. Okay.
Bukan testosterone.
Apa tu panggil dia?
Estrogen.
Estrogen.
Kau lupa tangan estrogen.
Habis?
Yang tadi tu kau dah cakap tu, aku lupa ni. Sleep my mind.
Serotonin.
Bukan serotonin lah. Adrenaline. Adrenaline rush dah. Boom.
Yeah, kan. So kau punya apa, when you on adrenaline kan, kau go all this doesn't matter anymore.
Kalau kau on adrenaline,
tapi
ada orang kalau kena panggil baliknya, "Syulah, aku dah tua-tua gini nak kena."
Itu pun masih lawan. Adrenaline. Itu masih adrenaline. Dia bila kena panggil terus je buah tu masuk ke dalam kecup kan. Itu lain lah.
You got a point there.
But you ask me whether how I would feel, aku punya thought at this point of time is that the adrenaline will come.
Yeah.
And semangat untuk defend my family will take over whatever fear that we probably have.
Aku rasa before you reach to that stage kan.
Yeah, tapi bila aku dah sampai kat front line tu kan, bila start dah menembak.
No, before even going to the front line, let's reverse balik. The moment where kita dapat news, all able bodied men up to the age of 60 years old. Is by law required to report to your nearest for activation. We are at DEFCON 5.
Okay. Bukan DEFCON lah, DEFCON lah.
DEFCON. DEF.
DEF.
Aku cakap DEF
macam Def Leppard itu.
Ya, aku cakap DEF lah.
Aku dengar DEF.
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 Aku
DEF.
Yang DEF.
DEF. Aku tak cakap. Terima kasih kerana mengaku.
Aku pakai hearing aid. Aku tahulah kan.
Okay lah. Let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
Bila kita dengar that news eh. Itu perasaan tu macam, wah, kocak-kacir. Macam mana kita, how do we even start to make sense of that situation?
Okay, I think the first thing is definitely maki dulu. Apa-apa pun maki dulu.
Standard lah, standard.
Standard.
Yeah.
Lepas maki, then baru kau fikir, okay, what's next?
Wajar je kamu ni. Aku dah tu, macam mana aku nak lawan? Huh? Zul, ada kencing manis, ada, aku ada apa-apa.
2.4 setengah jam.
Setengah jam dah bagus. Macam kan, juga maki definitely anu lah.
Then after that, when you settle down already, then you start to plan what's going to happen to you. I think the first thing you're going to do is going to plan what's going to happen. How's the family?
You imagine your wife and your kids.
Of course they will.
Your daughters
jangan pergi lah. Kau jangan
because
pergi
your son pun kau kena kebingungan kau juga.
Yeah. My daughter will
your
say go lah.
Wife and daughter, you know, like. Man, what is this? What is this? That kind of confusion and that kind of like apprehension and macam-macam.
And then I macam mana?
Tension.
And then I macam mana? Kau ikut dah.
Kalau dulu masa perang Islam, dengan baca-baca history kan, bila they go to war, the wives follow them, right?
Yes.
And then the wife become macam the support belakang kan, sama ada logistics ataupun makan apa pun sedia kan. And then there were time where when the enemy become so many folds more than the defending Muslims, kan? The fighters began to retreat. And you know what the wives did? The wife ambil parang, ambil apa, spear, anu kat husband dia, kau jangan retreat. The wife prevent the husband from retreating. Kau jangan malukan kita orang Islam, kau tak boleh.
Ni kau tengok cerita apa, Syul?
No, it is a story. Dulu punya style. And it's supposed to be like this. Because dalam Islam, bila kita perang, of course perang jihad lah. Perang kerana Islam lah kan.
Yep.
Perang Islam. And it is, I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, it's haram ataupun macam, really kau tak boleh lah. Aku tak tahu sama ni, it's really haram to the point of haram. Tapi kau tak boleh retreat. Bila kau progress kau perang means kau perang sampai ke mati. Kau tak boleh cabut.
I don't think so lah.
Tak silap aku pernah baca tu lah.
I don't think so because kalau tak salah aku in even in apa perang-perang some of the perang pun kita kalah apa.
Yalah.
Like for example apa
no what I mean is kau kalah is because of probably the commander.
Yeah.
Cakap okay there is a strategy jugalah. Mm. But as a warrior kau perang charge kau tak charge kau lari. That is wrong. That is not.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That is wrong lah.
Kalau I'm not saying that.
Kau charge orang semua pergi depan kau pergi belakang. Itu memang nak kena semula.
Itu yang no jangan kau jangan malukan family dengan apa. No, the charge you must go to.
That means that warrior inverted commas dia lebih takut dengan apa enemy ke dengan bini. Maybe that's why kita sekarang ni dalam situasi yang kita berada sekarang.
Itu sebab aku cakap aku suka berbual dengan kau. Kau taruh perspektif macam-macam.
Macam-macam.
Which is a good punya question.
Dia takut enemy ke takut bini? Kalau dia takut enemy, dia lari patah balik, bini cakap pergi, dia kau takut bini.
Aku tergamam sikit bila kau cakap gitu. Really aku stun. Betul lah apa kau cakap eh? Serius. Okay anyway, so when kita kena get arms balik and then really report to the appropriate punya divisions ke regimen kita balik lah, you know?
Battalion
whatever lah.
Regimen sih. Kenapa? Regimen Melayu ke?
Ya, regimen ada regimen apa?
Ada lah. SRR
regimen
kan,
is below
Singapore
battalion apa?
Regimen.
Engkau ni.
Tapi kan kalau mobilization selalu good, battalion level, bukan regimen level.
Aku tak tahu, tak pernah kena.
Okay.
So, kau bayangkan bila kita nak lawan, and of course kita dah memang pegang weapons. Then to belajar lagi handling of newer weapons, it could be faster lah kan. And then we step into war zone. And kita tak pernah experience war macam mana.
Okay,
macam kita pun bukan infantry-nya orang dulu. And kita tak pernah pergi major exercises yang really ada meletup-meletup juga. Some of them yang infantry lah, apa-apa punya budak-budak army dulu kan.
Adalah, tapi kebanyakannya kan pyrotechnics ataupun kalau live round pun, dia not the full punya, full punya load lah.
Exactly, right. And now bila kita in the battlefront, kita rasa bom jatuh ni,
bergegar.
Boom, bumi memang bergegar.
Yeah.
Kita dengar orang yang dah pernah rasa, kita belum rasakan. Bila kita rasakan gitu, boom. Kau ingat-ingat kita terkucil
tak? Tak, aku rasa tak.
Oh, terror kau.
Aku rasa tak.
Serius?
Aku rasa tak. Because the near of the adrenaline.
Adrenaline ni, I don't know, dia bukan...
Because bila when you are high on the adrenaline.
Yeah, the question is when are you or will you be high on the adrenaline? At
because
what point?
At that point of fighting, the start of the fight, you are on high. Towards the middle, towards the end, that's when your adrenaline wear off.
Sekarang when you fight kan, sekarang you fight kan, kau belum nampak kau punya enemy, kau dah nampak explosions.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you don't know where the enemy is. Boom. Satu bom meletup. Maybe 1 kilometer from you. Kau rasa dia gegaran. Nampak buang kau boleh senak.
Aku
orang
rasa,
cakap buang kau boleh senak tau.
Aku rasa yang kau terkucil tu bila kau face to face dengan the enemy. Before that, I don't think kau akan terkucil. Bila kau face to face dengan the enemy, dengan kau nampak orang tu, baru kau the perasaan terkucil tu akan timbul.
Tak ada. Masalahnya apa gini? Kita ni orang-orang yang dah mapan. Terkucil
badan
ni.
Badan tak papan.
Tak ada. Terkucil ni bukan masalah takut.
Yalah, kau tengah terbaring pun. Kau tengah baring-baring pun kau terkucil.
Masalah incontinence.
Tu dah lain cerita, Sean.
So that's why bila kena dengan this kind of situation, boom, bergegar.
Tu dah lain cerita lah. Bila kau cakap terkucil, tadi aku was thinking more of apa... Takut sampai terkucil.
Aku rasa kalau betul-betulnya war, jangan cakap kita orang tua je. Aku rasa yang orang-orang muda yang tak pernah pergi war pun probably
akan terkucil.
Yes. You know, it's very difficult if let's say you never kill a man and then kau kill a person in front of you.
And that you will live
kau
with that
forever.
Trauma
is like almost instant.
Yes.
So imagine if let's say 25% of your warriors so far first time dia nak kena, dia nak bunuh orang ataupun nampak orang kena bunuh sebelah dia. Hmm. Member pas sebelah saya kata dengan anu, pum, kepala tercabut dah. Hmm. Dia kena shrapnel yang really apa 20mm ke berapa berapanya caliber punya anu, pum. Yep. Yep. Kau nampak member kau macam tu, pum, alamak.
You be affected lah.
Kau punya adrenalin ke mana? Adrenalin jadi apa? Maybe serotonin.
I think
serotonin buat kau tidur.
I think serotonin buat kau tidur eh? Okay. Aku rasa it depends orang ah. Right now kau tanya aku, aku mungkin tak akan be affected by it based on my past experience. But after that I'll be affected by it. And after that I'll be affected very heavily by it. At the time PTSD when that happen, I don't think I'll be affected by it. I'll be more what do I do? What do I do next? What needs to be done has to be done. Tapi bila benda dah settle down ataupun bila aku ada chance nak rehat sekejap, then that thing will come in.
Dia akan menghantui kau.
Then dia akan menghantui kau selama beberapa tahun sampai sekarang.
PTSD lah.
Yes. Aku masih ada lagi. Sampai sekarang.
Bila war eh, kalau kita terpaksa masuk war lah. Kau wish that kau akan survive the war ataupun biar aku mati pak war tu lah?
Depends lah.
Which one would you prefer?
If I'm not injured, I want to survive lah. If I'm not injured, I want to survive.
But then kau baru cakap tadi, kau jawab PTSD is going to be very bad.
Yes.
And that's major injury long term.
Well, you have to survive that. Tapi kalau katakan kau jadi beban untuk orang lain, kau nak kena suruh orang tu apa, tukarkan kau pampers, baik aku mati, Syul.
Sam, saya aku tengok cerita apa. I think kau tengok juga ada dulu, Band of Brothers. HBO. Kau tengok kan?
Yep. Dulu lah.
Lieutenant Spears.
Aku dah lupa cerita ni.
Lieutenant Spears. Yang Delta
Company. Dia bapak Green Spears?
No.
Bukan.
Mungkin Datuk. Pasal Datuk. World War II. So, ada tempat that the scene yang orang banyak, soldiers banyak takut dengan dia, banyak segar dengan dia. Because there was one time where he was told whether there's truth ke tidak, tapi rumor start to spread bila diorang land on D-Day kan, the first day kan. This Lieutenant Spears, dia gun down prison of wars lah, depan mata private and all that. And he show his cold heartedness, mati, just boom. No such thing as prison of wars. And then dia well known with dia keberanian, sampai dia can cut through a regiment of Germans. Germans tengok dia lari pun, diorang macam terkejut, mula-mula tak tembak ke dia. Macam, cannot believe that. Eh, dia seorang yang masuk lari macam ni, seorang berani. And then, aku ingat lagi apa yang dia script lah. Because it's just a show kan. Dia cakap to one private lah. Kenapa kau masih ada hope lagi? You know, for you to be able to function as a true soldier, is to accept that you're already dead.
Oh. Jadi kau tak takut mati lah, pasal kau dah mati pun. Right, okay.
So imagine that kind of mental punya shift kau nak kena buat.
Yeah.
When you want to go to war.
Yeah.
Because when you're still hoping for living, oh, ni lepas orang aku nak live. So kau takut, then you will be afraid to die. Then you cannot function as a true warrior.
Yeah.
And it's not good for the battle. Yeah?
Okay.
So that kind of mental shift is like, yeah. Can you make that mental shift?
Can I do it? Can I?
Wow.
Can I? Because that's the only way for you to survive. What? You are already on survival mode.
You don't know that whether you're going to survive. Abel.
Correct. Ah. But now you're talking about war. You activate your survival mode. Okay, ni kalau aku nak survive this, I got to win this battle. In order to win this battle, I got to fight as though I'm already dead.
And then the primary issue first is that you must believe why you're going to that war.
Yalah. The cause must be right. The cause must be right. Jangan kau perang pasal cerita meripik-meripik.
Kalau kau tak percaya dengan apa your the political leaders push you to war and
PAP,
you don't believe
cakap
that.
Kau pergi perang, kau nak pergi ni? Okay, let's not get there.
I mean, you got a point. Sekali-sekali one day the government lah, jangan cakap PAP lah. Maybe lagi 10 tahun PAP dah tak jadi government, kita tak tahu.
Tak
right?
tahu.
So the government cakap, okay, you go to war. Then you say, well, for what reason? And then you go, oh, for this one. And then the kasihlah whatever propaganda. Tapi deep inside you don't
if you
trust.
Don't believe it, you won't do it.
Then
you got to be.
Would you like rather no? I don't want to do. You don't want to go this. We are not. And mashallah, I'm going to shoot you. Shoot me. So are you going to be like stand on your principles or like
It depends. It depends. Because if let's say I have to go to war to defend, I might do it. I'll do it.
If yeah, I, generally yeah, defending lah.
Defending,
that's fine enough lah.
Defending aku boleh. Mm. Tapi if I were to go to war to assault, I may not be able to do it 100% lah.
True lah. Anyway, dah, aku rasa dia dah dalam sangat.
Itu dah.
Tapi it is something that is good for us to think about.
Something like that lah. I mean, kau tengok eh, bila kau main, kau pernah main Risk tak?
Tak pernah.
Kau tak pernah main Risk?
Aku tak tahu macam mana nak main Risk.
Kau pernah main apa?
Monopoly.
Bukan Monopoly, tu apa nama dia? Command and Conquer?
No.
Kau tak pernah main korang? Selain daripada apa yang kau biasa main, kau ada main-main benda-benda lain?
Aku biasa main eh. Apa aku biasa main eh?
Kau tak ada
games lah, just games lah.
Games lah. Macam,
macam war games and
yeah,
all that
war
lah.
War games.
Selalu kalau aku main war games, aku fokus on the tactical.
So when you look at RPG, war games semua kan,
yeah.
I notice that whenever I'm playing, I'm in the zone. I mean, I mean macam aku betul-betul fokus lah.
So aku tak boleh lah.
I could assume that if so it comes to it, then maybe we could probably be behaving like that.
That's another issue tau. Macam budak-budak kita dah biasa main war games part handphone, computer, yeah, right? The perspective is very different tau. Right? Then if let's say you're thrown into a war zone, real war zone, with kau punya weapon dengan ammunition and all that, and your ammunition is really finite, right? Kau ada katakan 50 rounds and 50 rounds. And then you go into war, and then you were separated from your buddies ke apa-apa. One tinggal one section je.
Yeah.
And support tak ada. Kau punya all rounds kau habis. You know? So it's a different kind of situation.
Yep.
Right? So how will budak-budak ni react? Diorang dah biasa tempat. Oh, pay $50. Okay, yeah, go there, reload. But reload, senang reload.
Yeah, it's difficult lah. Because that's where training comes in lah. The train, you are trained that apa, kalau katakan kau tahu kau dah tak ada round kan, you're supposed to conserve your rounds. Kan, jangan tembak.
Kita cakap kan, when we're in the battle zone.
Yeah, I think when
suppressing fire, prrr, boom, habis dua magazine habis.
Yalah.
Baru suppressing fire, belum defending menu lagi.
Exactly. Tapi whoever that is going to give you the command to do that must know that there's rounds coming kan. But if let's say you know dah tak ada banyak, kau pandai-pandai ya jaga. Right. That's where training comes in lah. Training, you know, appreciation of situation, all this nightmare all start to come back, man.
Yeah, but the real thing will really test your judgment and test you.
Yes, yes. How can you remain composed? Aku tak cakap calm. How can you remain composed in the face of battle?
When you accept that you're already dead. Cik. Okay, itu saja kita ada. Aku lupa which episode is that.
Datuk Britney Spears eh?
Yeah,
no, I saw that this on, it was on one of those
Netflix ada sekarang.
Netflix eh?
Yeah. Aku beli dulu dia punya CD punya collection.
Yeah, I heard about it.
DVD.
Beli kan, orang jual kan. DVD lah, apa stuff. I missed it on HBO.
I bought like 15 years ago.
Masih ada lagi?
Masih ada lagi.
Tapi kau nak tengok kat mana sekarang?
Aku ada player tapi aku tak tahu dia masih bergerak tidak. Dan aku main.
Aku ada LD itu tak?
LD player. LD aku ada. LD masih aku ada.
Tapi how to play?
Cari player.
LD player was kejap je apa. It wasn't very well marketed.
Kita buat museum lah. Orang tak ada kan, kita ada. Okay, gitu saja kita ada kali ini. So korang fikir-fikirlah kalau kita pergi war macam mana ya. Kalau kita in the war zone juga, bila bom jatuh-jatuh sebelah kita, ya Allah, aku tak boleh bayangkan macam mana kita dapat rasa.
Kita tunggu Mak Kilau.
Mak Kilau, macam mana Mak Kilau nak tahan bom?
Apa lagi? Dengan keris lah.
There is something good to ponder. So kita jumpa lagi di lain kali. Bye-bye.